according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples went off, entered the city, and they found it just as they had been told, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take this. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is the blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went off to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. Tonight, for this liturgy, we're celebrating the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, or the Corpus Christi, which is the sacrament of the Eucharist. And I made sure this week, at least for me, to find some new ways of how can I celebrate this Sunday in a different way, because we receive the body and blood of Christ quite regularly. If you go to church on Sundays, you come and receive the body and blood of Christ. In a daily Mass, you receive it as well. Kind of we lose the meat or the meaning of it if we do it routinely. So I made sure this week that what is this new about this celebration? For me, I made a commitment that this week is a renewal of my faith, not just as a priest, but as a person who loves Christ, who wants to talk about Christ, who thinks about Christ all the time. And tonight, it's good to celebrate that because, in a way, the sacrament of the Eucharist has been given to us as a tangible sign of the Eucharist or the Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Saying all of this, the readings that we heard today, it's a big piece or part of a story, the story of the Last Supper, which we celebrate during Holy Week, especially on Thursday. Jesus gave us the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, but also there's another side of the story. You wash other people's feet. When we receive the body and blood of Christ, it's not just given to us alone, but you have to share it. That's why we come here. And I like that story because, in a way, I've been saying this all the time, makes our faith more human. Washing of the feet and receiving the body and blood of Christ comes together here in our liturgy, here at our church, during baptism, during weddings, during the funeral service. Most of the time, people tell a story about the person. And this is the reason why I love this, because Jesus is a master storyteller. He used stories to preach, the parables. And come to think of it, he used food especially to tell a story. If we put this in our context today, can you think of a recipe of your great-grandmother who passed on to your grandmother, who passed on to your mother, who passed on to you? It doesn't taste right. Because the only person who knows that secret is the person who invented it. KFC. I don't have to know about that. We can Google that. But the thing, what I'm trying to say is, have you seen the movie Ratatouille? This movie talks about food, but also there's a food critic that once he ate this ratatouille, it brings back all the memories. Think about this. 2017-18, the movie Coco. Have you seen it? If not, go home and Netflix it later. There is a word, it says, or there's a song, it says, remember me. Do you remember in our Mass, when do we use remember me? Can you guess? If not, I will give you $5 later. Remember me. Yes, my friend. Can you speak louder a little bit? Can you come here? Can you come here? Yeah. Don't be shy. Oh, I'll come to you. You rule. I love it. Okay, high five. What's your answer? When do you hear the word remember me in the Mass? Exactly. During the consecration, when the priest will say and raise the body and blood of Christ, do this in remembrance of me. Okay, $5. You can ask your mom later, okay? I'm a priest. I always ask money. Remember me. Do this in remembrance of me. In the scripture today or tonight that we hear, Jesus wanted to be remembered not just as God, but also as a human being that will be here for us no matter what. Our stories, our human stories, are all sacred. There are stories you told or you've been telling your friends for many generations. It's been rooted in our faith. Make your stories accompanied by your Christian faith. And make your Christian faith accompanied by your sacred human stories. That's why we come here to church. Because our prayer, whatever we ask God, it's a divine story. What I'm going to challenge you to think about this week, if you have any stories at the back of your head that needs to be forward, needs to be recognized, tell that story, because you will touch other people by telling that story. Secondly, what I'm going to ask you is to create new memories and make it God's. Because as I said, all our stories are all connected to what we receive, the body and blood of Christ. Tonight also, we have the young people who are going to Costa Rica, not for vacation, but to help out the poor and build houses. There's a saying in Costa Rica, it says, pura vida, pure life. The reason why I ask some people why they say pura vida, because no matter what happened in life, good and bad, it's life in itself. Pure life. If you think about it, what is pure life? God. If your story is not so great, if your story is absolutely wonderful, it's all okay because it is all connected in one way or the other. My prayer for you and my prayer for our young people who are going and help out to those people in need, create a story and you can pass these stories on to the people who don't believe, who don't feel loved, who are broken, who are hurt. And for all of us who are here, we'll be receiving the body and blood of Christ later. Share that body and blood of Christ outside of the church doors. Because this story is Christ's story being told by all of us. God bless you all. May have a wonderful week and enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you.